We're in. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. I'll find my music somewhere. There we go. Yeah. Welcome. Thank you for being here. It's a good podcast. It's all right. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good podcast. Rainy day here in Maryland. I just feel like taking a nap right now. Sleepy podcast today, man. Thanks for being here, man. We've been doing this for 5 years now almost. So, man, some of y'all been listening to us for almost 10 years, almost a decade of wow. Jess and I, which is like,
hello?
That's crazy. Some of y'all have been here with me for 20 some odd years
for
now.
50 years.
Four score and 70 years ago.
I think Nixon was the president when some of y'all started listening.
You used to take a carriage home.
There was only 49 stars on the flag. you sounded. I wasn't sure if you were.
Hawaii
aware.
Wasn't even a state yet. Like when some of y'all started listening, and that's crazy.
She hadn't even finished stitching the 13th stripe.
Who was that? Betsy Ross, I think so.
And here too. Like, wasn't she here making the flag? Yeah. That's a trip.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's a
fucking
trip.
What have we done with our lives?
So wait, why is the Betsy Ross house in Philly then?
No, maybe she was there.
Because it was right by my old job.
Was she born there? Was she born
here? It was somewhere in this area. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they were all up and down the East Coast. They were, you know.
Well, that's so true.
What have we done with our lives though? Not much. Let's put this podcast together. Welcome. And you know what really sucks? Is it like within a heartbeat, like they can like take it all away. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
They can though.
I guess that's the vibe.
They can like take this whole podcast away.
Is
and
that
it's, like,
the vibe?
Like Betsy Ross, they can never take the flag away, but like they can take this podcast away.
Yeah, but it's okay. Yes and no. Like you can take something away, but it's still on the internet,
right.
Which is actually a scary thing.
I know.
It's
so actually,
scary.
No one can ever take anything away from you on the internet. Someone will find it.
It's the stuff that you don't want taken away is the problem. Anyway, welcome to Uncensored. You may have never been here before. It gets better, trust me.
It's been a tough 2:30 so far. I've been on here for 2.5 minutes. It's getting a little weird.
Just hang out. I promise you, it'll get better. What is the Uncensored podcast? Maybe you know us from the radio shows, and it's a little different.
Close Friends is like, is like Close Friends on Instagram, where like you have like a select few people where you actually show everything to. So this is definitely the green circle, you know?
Yeah. So if you see the green, it's like the best. Don't you love when you see the green circle pop up? Because you're like, you know it's about to get good. So.
Wait, I actually have to tell you guys something that just happened related to that.
Yeah.
There's this girl that I have a massive friend crush on. Like she's so cool.
Yeah.
And she invited me to her birthday party. So I was really excited about that. But she just added me to her close friend story.
Best.
And I'm like, oh,
that's always
my
sweet.
God.
It's the best.
When it's so unexpected and like there are some people where I'm on their close friends and I'm like, I mean, dope, but
it's
like
an honor.
I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, okay.
When you get close friend status, I mean, I don't think there's anything more like, it's the greatest compliment that somebody can give you is like close
like
friends.
Like you're trustworthy.
Yeah, yeah. When you get there, it's like, so it's kind of like when you see a new, Kramer and Jess Uncensored pop up, like just know it's like, I hope it gives you that same sensation because you know you're about to get the tea. You're about to get like the real deal. So thank you for being here. We also do this show live on YouTube. And if you ever want to be a part of it, just go subscribe. Kramer and Jess on YouTube. Our friends are here this morning. What's up, everybody? Marcy's here. Hi, Marcy. And Grace is here. What's up?
Hey.
Morning. Q757. What up? Amber's here. And Bethany. And Erica. What's up, Celia? What's up, everybody? Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Thanks for checking in live. We're kind of on a little late, but we're back on Wednesday, which is nice today. And everything else. Jess's birthday is tomorrow.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jessica. The big 3-2. What are you guys planning on doing? What's the plan?
Okay, so on Friday, Garage Boy and I are going to Fogo de Chao. And
tell them what you said.
My dream, I've always wanted to have like a steak and a lobster tail on my plate at the same time. And I've never had I've never had lobster and steak together at the same time before. And it's literally my dream. And so we're going for the very first time on Friday. And I am so, so excited.
Not that being your dream. Like, what about that?
I don't know why. Because it's just like, to me, it's just so like fancy and special. Like,
yeah.
And whenever you see TV commercials or something like that, It's like the steak and the lobster together.
Mm-hmm. Like you've made it.
And I've just never had that before.
It's
like,
posh as hell.
Like yes. They pull off that little like, I don't even know what those things are called, but you know, there's like those domes, those silver domes and like ding. And it's like your food is served to you.
And so I'm so excited. And I think too, it's like when you're like growing up, I just thought that was so like fancy and like famous. Well, it is, right?
Yeah.
And I just never had it. And then I forget that when you're an adult, like I literally was like, wait, why have I never done that for myself yet? Because it's almost like you're not allowed. Yeah. Like it's too, it's like it's too special. So I literally was like, I told him, I just want to have steak and lobster at the same time. That's all I want for my birthday.
So this is coming off the tails of the New York trip. Have we have we digested New York yet? Are we good? Or are we not good? Where are we at with that?
We're okay. Garage Boy and I were actually talking about this yesterday, and it's like a combination of feelings right now concerning New York, because I think everything happened for a reason. And if we would have gone, like, because we're fighting for our life right now. We're so tired. We're coming off of like a massive family trip, which was like the best thing ever. But it just really, you know, we're like really, really tired and like financially, all that kind of stuff. Right. And so going to New York would have been incredible, but it would have been nuts
gone? When were you supposed to go?
Thursday. Oh, tomorrow. I would have left tomorrow for my birthday to see Wicked.
So you would have gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Thursday, Friday, and then... Oh, yeah. Then we're gone next month, too.
Because the graduation thing was like
a last... Who are you, me?
Well, no. The graduation thing was special because it was a military graduation. Yeah. My cousin had no idea when he was actually graduating until the information was given super, super last minute. And if that was something that we could have done, I really wanted to be there just because it was very, very special.
Right.
And my family lives in Virginia, and all we have is each other on the East Coast. And so it's like if we could be there and show up and do that, that was a major priority.
Yeah.
So I am thankful for that. We're bummed because we were looking forward to seeing like our friends, and Garage Boy was really looking forward to seeing his best friend because his best friend and my birthday, our birthdays are like a week apart. And yeah, so I think that because it's the week of, the like the feelings of like FOMO and not being able to like be there are setting in, and that's kind of, we're kind of bummed out, but it's okay because I really just want to have like the yummiest lazy girl birthday weekend ever. Yes. And we have a vacation coming up, but like also this is kind of, I was thinking about this yesterday, and this happened yesterday, and I was trying to figure out where this was coming from, and it was like a little sad and also beautiful at the same time, but very, very sad, because when I was with my family in Virginia, my Auntie Penny was there, and my Auntie Penny was my papa's best friend, my grandpa, who I lost when I was 18.
Yeah.
And they went to high school together. That was his best friend. And they're very, very similar. And I hadn't spent that much time with her for that long period of a time and for a long time. And being around her was just so nice because it felt like I was around him. Aww. And so it kind of felt like a birthday gift to me. Aww. To be near that, because sweet. It really felt like I was in that kind of energy in that time. And she kept saying over and over again how like I was her first granddaughter.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet because it just got me thinking of how thankful I am to have those memories, because my parents were so young, I got to be around everyone when everyone was still together and like in town and talking. Right. And that just makes me think about, there's so many people who don't speak to each other anymore. And like, there's so much family drama and all that kind of stuff. And so I felt like it was such a beautiful gift to have because I hadn't felt close to him like that in a while.
Yeah.
And so that to me felt like
a little gift.
The most beautiful birthday gift that I could have had, you know?
I love that. Yeah, I think as you get older, those quiet birthdays, you don't really dread. You know, I think in my 20s, like if it was like not a huge celebration, I was like, man, what in the world?
Yeah.
Like in my 30s, I was like, yo, quiet night at home. Not mad about this. Not mad about this one bit, especially... like you and like your partner just have, especially with the weekend you guys had before.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been crazy.
It would have been crazy going to New York right after. Bro, you in New York feeling the way you feel right now.
I know.
This might be annoying to say because like what happened to you guys was really unfair, but like I almost feel like the universe wanted you to be able to like go see your cousin and like... I don't know. I'm trying to like silver lining.
It is true.
You know?
Yeah, because if my birthday trip didn't get canceled, I wouldn't have been able to leave sooner.
Right.
And like, even though the car thing really sucked, and that's just a shitty thing. However, we learned a lot during that time, a lot of things that we just needed to know as grown-ups and adults that we would not have known unless you get screwed over, unfortunately.
Sometimes that goes.
You know?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to play a new game called Did He Ghost Her or Is He Dead?
Oh my God.
We'll play right after this.
Guys, that's actually really bad. What if he's dead?
He's not dead.
I don't think he's
dead. Not dead. That's just Charlotte's ego talking, but we'll allow you to play the new game, everybody, called Is He Ghosting Her or Is He Dead? This is Charlotte's new game that she came up with. Charlotte, do you want to explain the situation? Then we're gonna let everybody on YouTube and listening and play our new game called Is He Ghosting or Is He Dead?
All right. So in trying to not text my ex, I was like, let's get a new distraction.
Okay.
Ideally one.
An unhealthy distraction.
Yeah.
What do you mean she's dating? It is like, no, she's living her life.
I'm allowed to date.
Yeah.
Are you?
What?
We did make a rule.
You literally made the rule that
once we hit double digits of not texting, I was allowed to date,
First of all, you can do whatever you want, but continue. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Anyways, so I started talking to this guy. Seemed really nice. We had a lot in common. So he gave me his number and we made plans to go out. We went and got burgers. We went to the Turnstile show. We watched a movie. We hung out for a long time. And
yeah, how many hours? That's a lot of activities.
It was 8 hours at least.
Full day. Full work day.
And mind you, I kept being like, are you getting tired? Like, I can drop you off whenever. Just let me know.
Giving him an out.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gave him multiple outs because there were like multiple activities. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no, we're good. And like, I won't get too much into it, but like, we did have a little makeout session at the end. So, like, obviously it went well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he told me to like text me when I got home safe, which I did. He kissed me goodbye. Very nice. Yeah, it was good. It was chill. And actually, he was asking if I wanted to stay longer, but I was like, I'm just going to go home. So I actually made the call of when to end it.
Okay.
All that to say, after the date, we kept texting for a few days. And then Monday, he was like heart reacting my selfies. The next day.
Wait.
He vanishes.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Makeout session, go home. I'm home okay.
The date was Saturday.
Yeah.
We kept talking Sunday. And Monday.
Okay.
And then Tuesday, he's nowhere to be found.
He vanished.
Oh, I didn't realize there was more interaction post.
That's what makes it so weird.
That is actually okay. really weird.
Context clues are important.
Yeah,
here.
It wasn't like he was giving like one word answers. Like they were very detailed.
So he actually is dead, you guys. And we're making a game out of it.
And also, he didn't unmatch
me
on Bumble.
Oh, interesting.
And
call him.
So
call him.
Oh, I'm down. Do you guys want to? I'll give you the number.
Did something happen to him?
No, I'm literally concerned.
Wait.
Okay, because mind you, another important context is 4 out of the 8 hours of the date, I swear to God, this man kept like being like, so I have really serious epilepsy. Like, if I have a seizure, here's what to do.
Oh my God.
So I'm high key worried that he like had a seizure and died.
What if he's in the hospital?
Dude, I don't know. But I'm too prideful to keep texting to find out.
Yeah. Have you sent a text being like, hey, no hard feelings if you're not feeling this,
but I just want to make sure you're okay. I did. I didn't say anything
about
like.
Wait. Hang on. We're jumping around. I feel like we're missing plot points.
Okay, sorry.
So, you date was on.
He has his notification silenced, which means he's alive.
He's alive.
Oh,
okay,
well,
so he's
him.
Good.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So
sorry. That's a spoiler. He's alive.
Well, never mind. Game's over. So hang on. You text him on. You went on a date on Saturday.
Yes.
You text him on Sunday. You text him on Monday, and he ghosted you on Tuesday.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, so we were texting back and forth Sunday Monday.
That is weird.
It is weird because if it was like a legitimate ghosting, it would have happened Sunday.
You think it would literally happen right afterward.
No,
right?
Exactly.
Like, you think he would just wouldn't have a good time on the date. What happened? What were you guys doing? What were you talking about before he ghosted you? What was the conversation like? Maybe did you say something that was like, you know, crazy or something?
So we were talking. He was actually texting me during work Monday. And okay. I sent him a selfie and he like heart reacted it. Mm. And he was like,
glad we're doing this on the clock. We need to take a few hours off her.
Oh my God. Because I took a selfie.
Yeah.
And then let's see.
What is the last response that he gave you on Monday? And what time was it?
The last response was at 5:10 p.m. on Monday.
Saying what?
Saying, I'm having a pretty chill day, just running errands and hanging out. We were talking about hanging out to write together because we both write. He said, that sounds good. I feel like I can figure out how to be more social with my like writing projects. Then he asked how my day was going. And I said, that sounds great.
These are like very serious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so weird.
And then he just so the last text before the ghost was what? What did you say to him and you got no response?
So I said, I'm glad you understand. That sounds nice. I said, I had a bunch of work to do today, but I'm finally finished and able to chill. I said, and it can also be a silent writing thing because we were talking about writing together.
Oh, so you asked him to go do something.
And he said, yes.
Okay.
But this was like in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
So like,
we weren't talking about like that day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he said, yes, let's write together. Okay. And then I said, because he was saying, I need to figure out how to be more social. So I was like, we can also like write silently, but just like hold each other accountable that we are writing.
Well, maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's practicing.
And then he didn't answer.
He's practicing the silent writing, right?
Yeah.
Now.
So then.
No, I think that's so weird.
That's really weird though, right?
So wait, but
so it's not like I said something like controversial.
No, does he know what you do, Charlotte?
Yes.
But wait, hang on. I'm confused. Where's the ghosting part come in here? Because where?
So he didn't answer that Monday.
Okay, yeah.
After he asked how I was doing.
Okay.
Weird, but whatever. So then I texted him over 24 hours later at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay.
Because the first thing we had talked about on Bumble was what we'd been cooking lately.
Okay. Yeah.
So I sent him a picture of this beautiful fajita pasta bake I made.
Okay. Oh,
and I said, can we give it up for my fajita pasta bake?
Oh, you said that. You said, can you give it up for my fajita pasta bake?
Spoiler, he did not give it up.
What? Oh, God.
So I'm like, wait, does he think my food looks that bad?
Hold up. So the last interaction is 5 p.m. Monday. Tuesday, you do fajita bake and you get crickets?
Wow. Yes. Not
have you said
bake.
Anything since fajita?
So after that, so I waited like, that was Tuesday. I waited till Saturday.
Whoa,
so like a hot
that's
minute.
That's a long time.
Because my pride.
No, that's fair. Wow. No, I know I'm saying, yeah, okay.
So I said, you okay? All good if you don't want to hang again. But just wanted to make sure everything is cool and you're all right.
Yeah.
That was it. That was it. Still
and then
nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
I'm actually really confused. And what is the most confusing to me is the 8-hour date. Like, it was so long.
Right.
And she gave him so many outs and he still wanted to stay.
That, to me, it's not the 8-hour date thing that's the weirdest part. The weirder part is that you kept conversation going post and then you ghosted days later.
So
and
maybe,
it wasn't lame conversation either. Like, you guys are actually talking
like,
about.
You're just BSing and then you want to like, do we call him?
Mm-hmm.
I'll call him.
Should we
let's
do it?
Call him.
Yeah, let's call him.
Yeah.
Well, he does have his notification silent, so we'll have to call twice to break through that.
Or do we just leave him a voicemail?
We could leave a voicemail.
If you want. What's his name?
It was...
We shouldn't do that.
Oh.
I had to beep that out.
Sorry.
Why?
Legal.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
My bad.
Well...
I know a lot of people name that to be fair.
I know. It's not. I just don't want to get some
sorry.
Trouble. It's
all right.
Do you want to? I think, okay, so we could call them, but like, do you want us to do that? Because if we call, it's over.
I mean, it's over.
It's over.
I mean, it's not already over, right?
Okay.
I mean, first off, YouTube, talk us into this.
Is it going to be weird if we call?
I mean, it's not weird right now, but.
If he answers, that's going to be awkward.
All I want to say is awkward. Like.
I don't know the vibe of this guy, and so I'm just trying to like feel
let's
out
just call him.
The consequence to calling him.
Oh,
is
would
he chill?
He go crazy?
Yeah, is he gonna like sue the radio station? Like what's the vibe here?
I don't think so, but we can lean safe if we want to lean safe.
I mean, you know me, I always lean dangerous, but like I just need to not get sued over this.
I don't think he'd do something crazy, but I also thought he seemed like a good communicator and wouldn't have expected this from him, so I feel like I can't give a good
should I text him from my phone.
Don't text him, just call him. if we're gonna do it, I might as well call him.
I just, my gut's telling me don't do this for some reason.
Okay.
And you know my gut never tells me don't do anything.
Then let's not do it.
So like,
because he's, I don't know, I have a weird feeling. You know what about
I
mean? Too.
And my, and my gut never tells me don't do anything.
I have a
y'all.
Weird feeling about him.
There's something. There's
no,
something.
No, because something is weird, right?
I think it's
yeah.
really weird.
Like, and so I'm telling you, and y'all know me. I've done some wild shit in my past, and I don't. Something tells me don't call this guy. So like, I'm bowing out of this one. I don't know. I don't know what the story. Dating's weird, man. It's a weird game.
It's very
it's
weird.
A weird game.
But I'm glad you guys agree that it's like
weird.
Because I've had some pretty normal like ghosts. Like yeah. I feel like anyone that's dated has been through that.
The fajitas, maybe he just thinks your fucking fajitas are weird, bro.
He must like, think my fajita bait looks like shit.
His thing, I'm just like, don't ask me how my day was, and then also creative writing
and then
like
plans
disappear.
For the future. No, because okay, so my one theory, I have two theories.
Okay.
My one theory is that it was like we were making out. It was kind of going the direction where like we could have banged,
yeah.
But I decided not to. So maybe he was just like,
okay, but that's fine.
But again,
then he should have ghosted you right after.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think if that was top priority, he wouldn't have spoken to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Which is so still don't really think it's that. Number two, my other thought is he just wasn't feeling it, which still makes it weird. He hung out for 8 hours.
Yes.
But like maybe he thought like we would just like mutually ghost each other.
Yeah.
And like he was hoping it would just like fade away.
It's how dating apps work. I'm telling you this right now. If you meet, and this is why I don't do dating apps. It's just so you're so disposable in somebody's mind that like
yeah.
Bro, that's just not on dating apps. That's just period. This is like a period stranger. People, I wouldn't like make it a dating app.
But
thing.
After being ghosted by my literal boyfriend, I really could have used not that
yeah.
for my
yeah.
confidence.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah. I just think if you make it sound like you very serious health condition. Like, please just communicate. Because
yeah.
some people are overly empathetic, like me, and they will worry.
Yeah,
like,
I would be worried. I would be worried, especially if he was like, "Hey, just in case, if
yeah.
something happens, this is what you have to do."
I honestly, maybe this is what we'll do as a compromise. Maybe I'll send a slightly shady text. That's
no, we're done. We're done, right?
No, we're done.
You can't send
him.
Another
no,
one.
Don't.
Yeah,
no,
don't.
Well, then
we
you
ever
have my permission
to. Too.
I think we're just.
But
done.
I think that's a fair rule of thumb. Like, if you're gonna warn someone that you could die. You gotta be a communicator if you're not feeling it.
No,
you know?
Literally.
Like, yeah. I think that's a fair
I think that's a fair rule. All right.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Taking another quick break, because apparently we have to take a lot of quick breaks now on the show. Blame Charlotte
just
for that,
two.
Apparently.
Not me.
Are you sure it's not really? Is it really three?
No, it's not three.
Well, it's two, though, right?
Well, maybe if we went super long, it would be three, but I haven't had
two?
To do
okay.
that.
So we have to take two breaks within our show now. So we'll take another quick break really quick. You can always hit the forward button, though. Just don't. You don't have to sit through commercials if you don't want to. Going to talk about body shaming. Another fan favorite topic right after this. All right, question. Do people body shame you guys on social media?
I'm a fat woman, so
I do. I mean, this is like, no, this is like a serious question. Like,
yes.
do they just like randomly comment on your bodies?
Like randos?
Yeah.
Do they? What do they
more,
say to you
more
guys?
So DMs for me.
Like, what mm-hmm. are they? Like, what kind of comments should they make?
Well, some are just gross.
Yeah,
and then some are like. Like looking pretty thick, looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have
so
one
like,
right
yeah.
now that says "nice rack."
Okay, so sometimes, so positive though, like they're trying to come across like flirtatious.
Well, one
sometimes.
No, some are like just gross, nasty men shit, and then
yeah.
some are very much like. Like, you don't have to be commenting on the fact that, like, I weigh more than I have before.
Oh, people will say that to you.
Yeah.
They'll comment on your weight, just unsolicited.
Yeah.
Or, like, little boys on TikTok. Like, once I posted a TikTok where I, like, wasn't wearing a bra, and he was like, oh, they hang into the floor. Like,
wow.
Like, they will say crazy shit.
That's crazy.
To strangers.
I was trying to, like, digest this because I've been getting this very common body shaming issue on my social media recently, and I was like, I just don't know how common that is. Obviously, being a guy, mm-hmm. there's a whole different level to this. And then I was like, I know that women complain about men body shaming women a lot, and so I wanted to just asked you that question before I even got into it first, before I even gave you where I was coming from. And because I'm sure that it does come, I'm sure, unsolicited. I see it happening, men talking about women's body unsolicited on the forefront. So I was sure that behind the scenes it was happening.
Yeah, DMs are crazier for sure.
I was sure. I was sure behind the scenes it was even more insane. But there's something that I can't understand, and it's getting worse and worse and worse recently, is people have a real fascination with commenting on my chest hair. And I don't know why this is.
But you post a lot of videos of you without a shirt on.
Yes, but I always have. I guess I always have. And the comments just seem to keep getting worse and meaner.
Oh, for the chest hair?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are they public comments or DMs?
No, it's all DMs. Oh,
okay. I was going to say I haven't seen them.
I can't tell you how many, especially in the recent... Well, to be fair, I did have my comments turned off for a long time on my story. So I'm kind of getting back into... And I might go back to that because that life was...
Easier.
So much more peaceful.
As your friend, it's so annoying though.
If you ever,
I have to text you and be like, regarding this Instagram story.
I had my comments off for like a year and a half, and it was like the most peaceful year and a half of my life. I recently turned that back on, honestly, because the show's ratings are not doing good, and I'm trying to like do anything I can to like boost our engagement again. So it's a weird world. Like it was kind of like a flood when you have it, when you're not used to like everyone having access to you so easily, because you'd be shocked when it's not. People can always send me DMs, but when they don't, when they have to take an extra step to like get to you, they won't do it at least as often. When they just have to hit like the reply to a story, they won't take the extra step to like, okay, let me just like send them a DM. But like when they have to hit that little bottom bar and just type something, I mean, it's like the floodgates open back over. Like, so it's kind of like a relearning thing for me. I used to always get comments on my chest hair, and I'll be honest. I have hair on my chest. The only reason I'm insecure about it is because of the comments that I get. Like, it doesn't really bother me per se.
Yeah. Hell no. But no one's trying to wax it off. Are you kidding? How painful that would be?
Yeah. It'd be a lot.
I guess I just don't want to tend to it because it's just a lot of work, but it's never been something that really bothers. Now my back hair does bother me, but also it only bothers me because it bothers everybody else. Right. Like I don't see it. So it doesn't, why would it bother me at all? Like it's only people's comments, but I would say in the last month, the comments about my chest hair have been like nasty, like ooh, oh my god, like go take care of that chest hair, like,
not
ooh.
Ew,
like oh, like ooh, like
that's
ooh,
mean.
That's nasty, like ooh, like like really kind of downright brutal,
which is weird because like some women like sexualize, like, you know what I mean, like some women are like
might,
into that,
might be into it,
yeah,
and like some, and some aren't, but I was just I was kind of fascinated with how chest hair kind of has this weird like people feel like they can almost comment on it and it's not body shaming, you know what I mean, where somebody I don't know,
you just mean like hair in general,
maybe it's hair in general,
body hair,
but I was just
body hair a lot of people feel like they can talk about for sure.
I was just trying to think like would there ever be a time in life where I would ever feel comfortable commenting on someone's body hair and like that being okay. You know what I mean? Like if I was flipping through an Instagram story, and again, I don't care. It doesn't necessarily, it maybe happened this. It bothers me 10%. I'm not going to sit here and say it doesn't have any effect on me. Cause like after you read 20 messages about like, ooh, that's disgusting. Ooh, that's, I mean, like after a while you're like, okay, got it. But am I like, oh, I'm so, obviously I keep doing it cause it doesn't bother me that much, but it's just more the effect of like, isn't this body shaming? Like a little bit, like it's more the principle of like, isn't this like a little bit body shaming a smidge? Or am I just being too sensitive overall to like
with the chest hair?
People just like comment, feeling the need to comment on the negativity of their feelings of my chest hair. Am I being too sensitive about this, you think?
I think with the whole chest hair thing, I do think most people don't consider it like a, like I feel like maybe they think it's separate from like a body shaming thing. Yeah.
But is it though?
Because
I even
a lot of people talk about like, oh wow, like your arms are hairy, or you're like, you don't shave your armpits, or like look at your leg hair. Like I think like that's more of like a common thing that people will more so like think it's fine to discuss versus like weight or something like that. Mm. Do you get what I mean?
No, that's what I'm even trying to figure out. That's right. Because like I don't think anybody.
I don't know if they're saying it to like actually like be rude or mean to you. I think, you know,
because people have mentioned my weight in the past. And like that is definitely feels like a, I mean, it's weird to like bring up my weight, but like, there's such a high commentary on the chest hair. Mm. And it feels weird because I can't change my chest hair. Like I could, but it's my natural. This is all natural.
I think the best comparison I can think of is cleavage in a weird way, because hear me out. Right. Because it's like, yes, they're both attached to your body, but yes, you like both men and women can make the effort to cover it up.
Okay, fair. I could put a shirt on.
Right, and with both, like,
but it's not offensive.
Slightly like sexualized sometimes, obviously cleavage more than chest hair.
Yeah.
But I almost feel that's like the male equivalent. Like, does that make any sense?
I guess people could see it as, am I trying to be sexual? No, the truth is, like, I usually just only think about filming videos at night post shower. Yeah. And so, like, that's just when I usually.
I think that's more of what they're saying. Like, they're like, ooh, like, am I seeing something I shouldn't see?
Interesting.
As opposed to, like, ew. Because I don't think.
No.
I do agree with that.
The comments are a little. But it's like, ooh, go shave that.
But
ooh,
they also might be saying that in a slightly like flirty way, like, because women will be like, like, you know, like
almost like elementary school flirting.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm serious.
That's so gross. That's so weird.
I could be wrong,
but do we feel like body hair is, can you body shame on body hair?
Yes.
Or is that a weird, you think so?
I think so.
Because I'm even trying to digest that myself. I'm like, does that fall into body shaming if we comment on someone's? Because I'm even trying to think, if I saw a woman with hairy legs, like if Jess walked in here and like she had full ass hairy legs,
dude, no, this can be a legitimate thing. If I walked in there and it's like March and I hadn't shaved my legs for all of fucking fall and winter, because that's a real ass thing.
Yeah. Like, would I be like, yo?
You would.
You absolutely would, is the thing.
You definitely would.
Would I be like, yo,
that's,
bro?
That's the thing.
My girl.
Anytime a girl online has not shaved armpits, like, that'll be the number one comment.
Always. Like, why wouldn't you shave that?
But so is that body shaming, or is that like, that's what I'm saying. Does body hair fall into this category?
I don't know.
Like, do we need to stop with it? Because I would not comment on a stranger. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't stop to like say something, but obviously a lot of these people obviously feel like they have a relationship with these people for a long time. Yeah. So they feel like they know me. There's a comfortability there. Mm-hmm. So we're friends more or less. So then do we feel like we're allowed to comment on our friends? Cause there's some things that are off limits, right? Mm-hmm. Weight's off limits. Boobs off limits, butts off limits.
But body, people still do it.
Body hair.
That's the thing. People still do it.
Is body hair on limits or off limits? I mean, I think that like, what do you think?
I would certainly recommend off limits personally.
When we compare it to the cleavage thing, because I think with that like there's certain places that I would wear things to, and then there's certain places where I wouldn't, right? Yeah. And I think that but also that conversation is so layered, because also like if you have big boobs, like your boobs are always going to look a certain way, and there's like nothing you can do about that.
Yeah,
and like you're not trying to be overly whatever, it's just like that's what I have, and like what am I supposed to do? Like if it's hot outside and I want to wear a tank top just because it would look different on me versus someone else that has like a smaller chest, does it make me a certain way versus that other person?
Right,
you know. But I don't know,
it's tricky, right? Like I've been
a weird territory.
It's a weird territory.
It's a little tricky, because then also too, it's like, with to Charlotte's point, like, it could make people feel like I'm watching something that I'm not supposed to watch because you are shirtless.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's why people feel, and I don't but feel like they can say.
But if we're at the pool, like, I'd also be shirtless and like, totally. That's fine.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes,
I never
yes.
show but I think, nipples. But I, think, I like, never seeing, like.
But I think I just, seeing someone like shirtless in their bedroom on their bed at night.
Yeah, like it feels kind like of intimate, a it's almost.
Kind of a vibe like you're purposely trying to set, and it is a little confusing sometimes because I feel like no one really knows like what exactly you're trying to do because you may be trying to do something on purpose and you may maybe trying to like literally just make a, like a whatever video.
Yeah, I just
do you get what I mean? I think sometimes people can be kind of confusing. Like, what is this for? Is this man like literally just having like tea time in his bed or is this a thirst trap? Like, you never know.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And like, oh, now he's on social media all of a sudden. Like, is he trying to be outside because he's doing a lot of shirtless vids?
I'm trying
more
to be
than usual.
As inside as humanly possible.
But do you get what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess
it can be. I just, you know,
because yeah. I feel like you're like, guys, stop perceiving me so hard. But they're like, we're on social media. Yeah, we're here to perceive. Like, you know,
that's what
I mean?
We do here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like,
I don't
guys,
know if you've been on here recently.
To me.
Clearly, like, clearly, your comments have been off. But yeah. This is what we do here. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's tough. Yeah, yeah, it's tough. It definitely makes me feel a smidge insecure. But
I definitely don't think anyone should be saying ew to you. I think that's rude.
No.
Welcome to the internet, my friends. That's this is how it works.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. What a show.
I think you should post nip.
Straight, just only
just
nip.
Straight up nip. See what they say.
I'm going straight nip straight today, nip. Baby. Come see my nips on my Instagram. My nipstagram.
My nipstagram! Oh, Isabel is pro nip.
Oh, yeah, let's
She
let's
says,
not pro nip, I'm dead.
Or sorry, pro Harry. Pro Harry!
Let's go through your comments, sorry, before we get out of here. Isabel says, my husband is a hairy chest guy. I love it. It's relaxing to rub his chest. Now, actually, I've dated a lot of girls that love it. And then I've dated some girls that do not love it. And listen, preference is preference. And yeah. I totally understand. There's nothing wrong with not liking it. It's just the commentary when it's like, oh, it's weird. There's a lot of women that love hairy chest. Yeah, for sure. Celia says, that's so terrible. That's terrible. So sorry, Steve. You're perfect just the way you are. And again, you know, I'm not like pining over, just so we're clear. Like, I don't want everyone to think I'm like, oh, everyone's so mean to me. I'm just being observant, you know?
He's going to start wearing turtlenecks.
Bro, everybody, can I tell you, everybody, I used to do these things called tub fessions.
Yeah, that's why, dude, I'm like a little, it's very confusing for your audience because like,
they want the tub videos back
like,
so
very much like fished
bad.
For certain things and not certain things.
They want the tub, Charlotte, I used to do these things called tub fessions where it was basically just like, ask me anything, mm-hmm. but I used to take like a lot of baths. And mm-hmm. so I was like, hey, ask me anything while I'm in the tub. Mm. And that's all it was. Like, ask me anything.
Who is asking for those again?
Jessica, I will let you through my direct messages. If a day doesn't go by where I get a fucking 20 requests for another
tub
session.
It's been bathtub free for a long time and I have enjoyed that
period.
We're
going back, baby. We're going back. I don't know. One day I might pop in with another one, but I just don't take a lot of baths anymore.
Do your thing. You know what I mean?
The fans loved it.
The fans.
And why did they love it so much?
I don't know.
All right. Let's think about it.
I don't know. No, because honestly, I didn't even really like show myself that much. It was just a thing I did. And they just,
Jess's face is saying otherwise.
What? I didn't. It wasn't like a thirst trap. It
All
was
right.
just a thing
Where's
I did.
Where's the way back machine? Pull up the vids.
Pull up the receipt.
I'll be the judge of this.
All right, y'all are out of here. Jessica, where do we find you?
Just do it, JESSDUITT, and you can listen to my podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess.
All right, Charlotte?
At PTSD Diva, but I swear to God, if anyone else ghosts me, I'm going to lose my mind.
Can I tell you, I feel really good about not calling that guy today. My soul feels really good.
There's a weird vibe.
I feel it too. Something is weird.
I don't want us to be involved with him at all.
Yeah, he's cut off. He's cut off.
About that.
Yeah.
I'm that guy Kramer, podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. Happy birthday to Jessica Dutra, everybody. And we'll see you guys back here next week. Yeah, we're back out next week, so we'll see y'all then. YouTube, you're the best, and bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.